Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Hori is Perik Beis Mishnah Hey. There are other things that don't have a set chatas, rather a carbon oil of a yoyred. Meaning to say, sometimes you would bring a behemoth, sometimes you would bring a bird, and even sometimes a mincha, depending on how much money you have to your name. So in the previous Mishnah, we learned about Tumas Migdash Vakachav, but that's not the only one. There are other things. For example, let's say we have Edom that know for a fact that Reuven owes money to Shimon. Shimon comes to them and says, please, come to Bezin and say Edus for me. And they swore falsely, saying, oh, we don't know any Edus. That's called Shvuas Edus. We learned about this in Masechta Shvuas. Also, if someone swears he's going to eat something, and he was over on his Shvua B'shoyeg, and he didn't eat. Or he swore that he's not going to eat something, and he was over on his Shvua B'shoyeg, and he did eat. It's called Shvuas Bitui. Or a Talmudic, a person that ate kachim b'shagi. These are all examples of things that you would bring a chatas, but depending on how wealthy you are, it depends what type of a chatas, and therefore, there's no par helam davar shel tzibur or par koyim mashiach for these things. Zak the Mishnah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey, Ein Chayavn, Bezen, or the koyim mashiach would not be mechuyev to bring their respective karbanos if they made a mistake in regard to one of the following, al shmias ha-koyel, that shvuas ha-edis, where someone said to you, please come see Edus for me, or al bitu sifasayim, that's shvuas bitui, where someone says that he either will or won't eat, he swears to that effect, and by mistake he violates the shvua, val tumas migdash v'kadashav, to be matir, a person that's tummy to come into the base of migdash, or to eat kachim, by all these things there's no set chatas, rather there's a carbon oil of yoyre. Vaitra zakta mishnah, a nasi. Now, when the Mishnah says Nasi, the Mishnah is referring to a Melech Yisrael, and the Torah is called a Nasi. He was over b'shaygeg on an Isser, then one would be Mechuyev Karis if he did it b'mezid. He's different than Stamayid. A Yachid would bring a Kizba or a Seira. A Nasi would have to bedafka bring a Sawyer. Zak the Mishnah, v'anasi the king, ki yaitze behem. He has the same din as the Bezdin and the Mashiach. If he made a mistake in regard to one of these things, he would be potter on the carbon oil of a yairit. Just like the Sanhedrin wouldn't bring a par helam dava shel tzibur, the kain Mashiach wouldn't bring his special par. Same is true for the king. If he was over one of these aveirais, b'shagig, where a regular person would bring a carbon oil of a yairit, he has enough money to behem, if not an oif, a bird, the king would bring nothing. And that's because, in regard to these aveirais, the only one who brings a carbon is someone who could become poor. Pasuk says, if he doesn't have enough money for the lamb, and the Pasuk says, if he doesn't have enough money for the birds, he brings a mincha. But the Nasi, the king, he can't become poor. They would just keep giving him more money. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, as I halt, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva says, a Nasi chayiv, the Nasi is chayiv to bring a carbon oil of a yared. There is only one exception. Chutz Meshmiya Sakal. From all these aveirais, that there's a carbon oil of a yared, the only one the Nasi wouldn't bring is when he's called to say Edus. And that's because Shamelach loydon v'loydon or Nasi. The king can't be a judge, and others may not judge him. Now, maybe you remember this in Masechta Sanhedrin. It all depends on a lot of different things. But basically, Chazal said that the king should not be judged because we're worried, because of his position, he's the king, he won't listen to the Psak of the Bezin. Now, once he can't be judged, he can't judge others. That's the rule. He can't testify against others, and others can't say Edus against him. So since he can't say Edus anyway, he doesn't bring a carbon for not going to say Edus, even if he made a false shvua about it, because it's not nogeya. Okay, so in our Mishnah, we learned that Tumas Meglish Vakachav are not the only aveiros that go on a sliding scale. There's shvuas Edus, if someone swore there's no Edus, or bitis of a sayim, someone swore that he will eat something or won't eat something, and he's over b'shageg. That's in addition to Tumas Meglish Vakachav. So in regard to all these things, we learned the various different halachas that we did till now. Basically, there's no par helam dava shel tzibur, the kain Mashiach wouldn't bring his special carbon. Our Mishnah says, same is true for a king. He wouldn't bring a chatas. on one of these aveiros, because it has to be, if you're rich, you bring this, if you're poor, you bring that, and he can't become poor. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. The Nasi says he is chayiv on any of the aveiros that you would bring a chatas, even an oil of a yair. The one exception is if he swears falsely b'shaygeg and says he doesn't know edus, because it's not negeya, the king can't be a judge, and he can't be an aid regardless.